Kof Hei Adar Cheney, Monday the 4th of April, Rabbi Svi Boyer, Sa'er Shavit Isa, all year why? All will be explained.
Shalom Aleichem. I have to ask Mechile, the Tzibu, Chazal tell us, something that you don't like, don't do it to your friend. I don't like to hear somebody that he has English like me. English at all.
Or Vrit like me.
Therefore, I asked Mechile, but to try to explain a little bit more English to understand. Yes, The inin is a little bit few years so this to understand what's going on for Pesach, the Maaseh the Chometz. Se'or should be iso. Is good or is not good? This is the shaila. If it's good, what's the problem on Pesach? If it's not good, why hold it during the year? During the year, yes, we eat it. What's the problem? Is good or is not good? The Gemara says, the Chazal tell us, that Se'or should be iso is kiviyochol, is example for Yetzirah. This is not good. Okay? The famous Gemara that we ask Rabbeinu Shalom, Retzineinu Lasas Retzoncho. We want to do you Rotzen. What's the problem? The Seor Shebe Iso, the Yitzarore. He bother us, Kiviyochol. Well, really, this is not good. The second Shaile, we all know that one of the reasons that we're eating Matzah, because Bechipozo Yotzu Abiseinu Mimitzrayim, Loi Ispik Botzeikom Leachmitz. The Shaile is, Why Rabbeinu Shalom has to take us from Mitzrayim bechipozen? What's the problem? What's the problem? You can do it another day. What's the problem? But the famous answer is bechipozen. Why? Because maybe Am Yisrael go in the Shara Chamishim to the Shara Chamishim. In Shara Chamishim there is no chance to do tshuva anymore. Finish Shara Chamishim. But Lemaise, the Leshem, Baal HaLeshem, Zeydor of Rabbi Yoshi, was Kodesh Vitoyer, and he asked Shaila, very close to Shaila, he asked, Bechlal, if there is Shara Chamishim or no, is big argument between the Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, and the Agoyim. The Goyim argued Bechlal. Ramak learned, there is Bemet Shara Chamishim in the Tume. But the Goyim, he doesn't agree Bechlal. The Goyim learn there is no Shara Chamishim Bechlal. There is no such. Only Bekdusha we have Shara Chamishim. According to the Goyim, we can't say such a pshat. That maybe Am Yisrael go to the Shara Chamishim, there is no problem Bechlal. According to the Goyim. Why do we should take us Bechipoz? But the Shaila is a little bit more. הרי we say in a godel, במויר הגודל זוגילו שכינו, כביכול רבוינו שלום revealed himself to Am Yisrael. And the Zohar HaKodesh says that רבוינו שלום took us from 49 שערי תומה to 49 שערי קדושה, the first day of Pesach. No, as what's the problem? In such a higher level, if only for us. In such a higher level, you're scared, maybe they go in the Shara Chamishim, what's the problem? Adrabe, such a higher place, 49 שערי קדושה. As even according to the Ramak, can even you agree, Bemes, there is Shara Chamishim. But what's the problem? They stay in 49 Shara Kedusha. This is the second Shaila. The Baal HaLeshem ask. Very true. The third Shaila is, we all know the Kitrug on the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Sokna ask, Alalu Ovde Avodah Zarah, Alalu Ovde Avodah Zarah. Ask the Baal HaLeshem, I don't understand. Only the Shvi'i of Pesach is a tiny? What's about the first day on Pesach? Am Yisrael celebrate, eating Korban Pesach, Simcha V'Soson, and by the Mitzvah is Rachmon Elitzlan, and by Sashayin Shomeis. Availus and cry. No, why the Sotan didn't ask, Alalu Oiv David Ezore, and Alalu Oiv David Ezore? Okay, three shyness. First, the we repeat it a little bit, to do Chazore. The first shyness is, Chometz is good or is not good? And we found that the Gemara says the Chometz is not good. Mele, what's the problem? Why are you eating all during the year? Second Shaila is, Second shaili is, what's the pshat b'chipozn according to Hagoyim? Hagoyim b'chlal doesn't agree there is Shaar HaChamishim in a Tume. Why? It's very deep. It's shiur b'knei atzmoi. Mimele, what's the problem? Why are Boishu have to take us b'chipozn? The third shaili is, if we have such a kitru, galalu galalu, why we didn't have it in the first day? This is the shaili. B'chlal, we have to know two yesoides. We start one yesoid, and after that another yesoid. One yesoid, what's the answer to Emes? Alalu oivda v'dezore, nalalu oivda v'dezore, is good taine. Sotin has a good taine. What's the answer? The answer is that bonim atim l'shem olaykechem. Bonim is different. You know, like the famous Moshe of Pinkus, he says that one Rosh Hashiva, he has talmid, unbelievable, masmid, dirishumayim, tzadi. And he has son, lo aleinu of the derech, and they stay, they're sleeping, you know, both the same house, and they respire or something like this. And he ran to save his son first. Why? Because the relationship between father to the son is different. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter how many avirus you did. The shaila is if your son is different. Therefore, the Bnei Shalom asked for Moshe Rabbeinu, ask Am Yisrael, I need ve'emune. Why? Because the basic relationship between son to his father is emune. Emune u'betochen. This is the first. The second yesoid, that the Bnei Shalom, he created the world in three foundations, kibiyachol. Three yesoides. One, chesed. Oilom chesed ipone. This word we all know. It was completely chesed in Bria's oilom. Second yesoid is Yichud Hashem. You know, we say in Olam Shabeach, Roi Hashem Lemelech al kol ha'oretz, Vayoyim Ahu Yeh Hashem Echod, Ukom Shmoi Echod. This is the plan, Be'ezer Hashem. That we can see the Rebbein Shalom everywhere. No, not like today, that we can't see the Rebbein Shalom. It's very hard. You need Emunah and Bitochen. Be'ezer Hashem, this is the plan. The third yesoid, says the Baal HaLashem, that avoido. We have to do it. We have to do it. This is our avoido. This is our job. Therefore, Rebbein Shalom gave us the choice, the Bchire, u'bochartu b'chaim. We have to choose the good. And therefore, Rebbein Shalom created the Yitzroah. But it's not enough. It's not enough if we have something from Rebbein Shalom. We have to do the plan. We have to do the Yichud Hashem. This is our avoido. This is our job. This is the third yesoid. We stop here 1 second. I want to explain a little bit what's Nafka Mina for us. Every Shabbos, we have Kivyochol Yichud Hashem. Every Shabbos. Why? Because normal, in our world, you know, if you do good business, you matzliach, you have atzloche. Nafka Mina is up to you. If you do behemet good business, if you matzliach, if you chevre man, you matzliach, you have good business. But if Chas V'Shalom, no, you haven't got anything. Shabbos kivyochol is mamesh opposite. We don't do anything. And we say, this is mekoyr ha-brocho. This is the source of the brocho. Completely opposite. This is Yichud Hashem. If we understand, everything is from Ribbono Shel Olam. We haven't got anything without Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Yichud Hashem. And therefore the Chazal tell us that Shabbos is like wedding. It's like chasene Shabbos. Can? How we see it? Let Shabbos we say Ato Kiddushto, is Loshon Kiddushin. Shabbos morning we say Yismach Moshe, is Loshon Nisuin. Kivyochol is Mamash Chasene. And what? And Shabbos in Shalishudes, afternoon is Rav de Ravim, is the best, is Ato Echod. It's completely one. It is Avoid of Shabbos. What's Avoid of Shabbos? Not to say the Kiddush, and if we don't understand. The in and the Kiddush is to understand that everything is from Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Yichud Hashem. This is our avoido. Therefore, even Minche before Shabbos is very choshuv. Because Minche before Shabbos is kibiyochol et kale, that he go to the mikveh. We ask Mechilas Avoinos from Ribbono Shel Olam. And after that, we prepare ourselves to the chasene. And therefore, Shabbos night, we say, Ato Kiddushto, Yidloshon Kiddushin. Shabbos morning is Nisuin. And Shabbos afternoon is Ato Echot. And therefore also we say, Shabbos night we say, and the Loshen in the Sidhu. In the 18th, We say ve'anuchu bo. Lo shem keivo. What's lo shem keivo? Lo shem keivo is us. Is Am Yisrael. Is Knesset Yisrael. Therefore, we prepare ourselves before the Rebbeinu Shlom come to us. Therefore, we say ve'anuchu bo. Bo is lo shem keivo. Shabbos morning, we say ve'anuchu boy, because the Rebbeinu Shlom come to us. Ve'anuchu boy. Shabbos Minche we say ve'anuchu bom. Why? This is the Yichud Hashem. We together completely. Therefore is Rav Rabbi. Some Keilos say, the Chassidus Beikar, they say in the middle of the Shaleshudes, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Imloch, Lo Ilom Void. Why? Because this is the time to Yichud Hashem. This is the time that Be'emes will understand, unbelievable, that everything is from Ribono Shel Olam. This is Mekor HaBracha. And therefore also, Shabbos night, if we have two challes, yes, according to the Mishneh Berurah, we take two challes, and Shabbos night we have to cut, which challah we have to cut Shabbos night? The bottom. Why? Because this present us, this Am Yisrael. Therefore we cut the bottom one. Shabbos morning, which challah we cut? The top one. Why? This is Ribono Shel Olam. Ve'anuchu boy, Ribono Shel Olam come to us, kibiyachol. Shabbos, Shaleshudes, also the top one, but we both the same challah. In the same challah, kibiyachol. Both in the same challah. Kibiyachol, we and Ribono Shel Olam in the same challah, in the top one. Why we have, sof kol sof, we have two? Because we haven't got the Yichud HaSholem. Yichud HaSholem only after the Moshiach come by Yisra Hashem. This is the Yichud HaSholem. But Lemaise, this is the Yichud. And therefore also, every woman light two candles. Okay? Two separately candles in Mamish before Shabbos. Why? One can get Zohar, one can get Shomer. Zohar is Ribono Shel Olam. We have to remember the Ribono Shel Olam. Asher Yitziyahu in Mitzrayim, Nosan Chol Satoir, this is Ribono Shel Olam Kibiyachol. And one, Shomer, is we have to do it. This is the Olam HaMaiseh. That we, Kibiyachol. Shomer, Siyam HaShabbos LeKadoshoy. This is our Tafkid. And why she did it separately? Because LeMaiseh, she started Chet. Chavah started Chet. You know, the separation between us to Ribono Shel Olam, Chavah started. In Chet Odom, in Chet Eitz Hadas. She brings the Sotan between us. And therefore, she has two neighbors. One can get Zohar, one can get Shomer. But, Motze Shabbos, after the Yichud, as the man took two neighbors separately, and he make it one. For Birkas Moiroesh. Why? Because after Shabbos, we have the Yichud. We and Ribono Shel Olam together. Therefore, in Birkas Moiroesh, we take two neighbors, and we make it one. We make it one name. Why? This is the Yichud HaSholem. And this is the Pshat de Chazal. Zohar v'shomoyer bedibur echod ne'emru. What's the Pshat bedibur echod? This is the Yichud. Zohar and Shomer together. By the way, we have the same Inyan, we have Naisa v'nishma. You know, the famous the Gemara, the Goy asked, Am epzize, how you can say Naisa before Nishma? But the answer is because only if the Yichud HaSholem, that means only we and Ribono Shel Olam in Kibiyachol is one, we can say Naisa before Nishma. But now we understand a little bit the Gemara, the famous Gemara, the Mefoshim very struggling, you know, it's not so possible the Gemara to understand. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peiches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Dorash Rav Simoi. Beshor shikdimu Yisrael naisa l'nishma. In the time that Am Yisrael said naisa v'nishma, bo shishim riboy shemalach ha'ashor. It's connected Am Yisrael. Lekol echot ve'echot m'Yisrael koshru lo yishnei k'torim. Echot connected naisa ve'echot connected nishma. Every malach came to everyone from Am Yisrael and he gave him k'torim. Echot connected naisa ve'echot connected nishma. But one malach. כיוון שחוטו ישראל, אוף תורכי את העגל, יורדו 120 ריבוי מלאכי חבולת, דאבל, two for everyone, and every מלאך took one keter. Why do you need it? Why is not enough one מלאך? Like in the time that Am Yisrael said, נשא ונשמע, one מלאך gave him keter, two קטורים, נשא ונשמע, and after that we need two מלאכים for everyone, what's the פשט? Because before חטא העגל was one, this is the פשט היחוד השולם. אין מלך אוי זה שתי שליחויות. מלך, every מלך can give you one. But, After the Chetah Egel, kibyochol Am Yisrael, they did a separation. They put someone, kibyochol messenger, agent between Am Yisrael to Ribono Shel Olam, between us to Ribono Shel Olam. Emele, they make it two. Na'aseh v'nishma. Emele, we need for everyone two malachim. This is the pshat Yichud Hashalom. This is our avodah on Shabbos. Our avodah on Shabbos to understand 100% that everything is come from Ribono Shel Olam. This is the Yichud Hashalom. And this is Mekoir HaBrocho, Shabbos Mekoir HaBrocho. And therefore, the famous Gemore, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, after 12 years, he was in Me'oro, and he went outside, and he saw Yidden, you know, busy with the business, you know, the field, the sod, and Mamesh, he looked at them, and after he burned them, fire, every place, it was Mamesh Midas Sadim. He couldn't see it. Am Yisrael busy kiviyochol in Gashmias. And Ribono Shel Olam told him, go back to the Me'oro. And after that, he went out and he saw a yid with two adasim. And he asked him, what's going on? He told him, one can get zochor, one can get shomer. So even we're doing our ma'asim, we remember that we have to connect it to Ribono Shel Olam, to zochor, to Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, really he got a simcha. In such a case, there's no problem. Adarabe, if you connect you ma'asim, if you connect your avodah to Ribono Shel Olam, adarabe, this is your avodah, there's no problem. Now we go back to shailes. We have three shailes. We ask about chometz is good or is not good. The second shaila we ask why we need bechipozen. The third shaila we ask why in the first day on Pesach the sotan didn't say is kitrug. The answer is like this. He says, like we say before, Ashloisho dvorim oilo moimet, three nyonim, Ribono Shel Olam based the world, kibiyochol. One is oilom chesed ibone, second is yichud Hashem, third is our avoido to do the yichud Hashem. By the way, this is the Mishnah, yes? Also the Mishnah in Oves, al shloisho dvorim oilo moimed, ala toiro, because the Chazal tell us that Ribono Shel Olam put the oir agonus. Oir agonus is the light that you can see the yichud Hashem, one of the pshatim, and Ribono Shel Olam put it in the toiro. Therefore, we daven every day, oir chodosh al tzion toir, v'nizke kulonu yachat b'meiro loiro. We ask that we have some taste from this light, for oir agonus. This is our daven every day. This is al shloisho dvorim oilo moimed. This is al toiro, the yichud Hashem, al avoido. This is our avoido. We have to do it, and val gemulos chasadim. This is the chesed. Now, says the Baal HaLeshem, kiviyochol all the purpose, the creation, was the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Baal HaLeshem wanted to take it Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim, and to take him to Kabbalas HaToiro. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael also. He did kiviyochol the sholosh yisoides. One, he did chesed. This is the makos that Ribono Shel Olam gave to the Mitzrayim and to save Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And the second inyan, this is the moir gadol. Ribono Shel Olam show him the yichud Hashem. Moir gadol, they saw the Ribono Shel Olam himself kiviyochol. They saw the hashgacha protis. This yichud Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam show him. And says the leshem very strong loshem. He says the gilui. It was so strong that kimat the Yitzhar disappeared completely. This is the lashon the lashon. Kimat the Yitzhar disappeared completely. Such a gilui Hashem that Ribono Shel Olam took it from 49 share tume to 49 share kedusha kimat disappeared. But if mele listen, it's mamish unbelievable. According to the lashon, according to the goyim, it's mamish opposite. Ribono Shel Olam scared, maybe we go to Shar HaChamishim, to Shar HaKdusha, not Shar HaTume, but you go opposite. And if we go to Shar HaChamishim without our avoido, that it has to be through the Torah, we have to accept the Torah, and only after, through the Torah, to do Yichud Hashem. Imagine Ribono Shel Olam scared, maybe we go to Shar HaChamishim, to Kdusha, and finish, this is the Olam Abba. But I might say we have to do our plan. This is our avoido. Therefore, Ribono Shel Olam took it from Mitzrayim quickly. And in Kriyas Yamsuf, And this also answer why the Sultan didn't say to Kitrug, because he couldn't. He couldn't. Mamash, the Kedusha was so big, so much, that he couldn't say anything. This is the Baal HaLashem says. And after that, Rabbi Yisrael took her to Kriyas Yamsuf, to Mitzvah. Kriyas Yamsuf. And Kriyas Yamsuf, Rabbi Yisrael repeated again, three Yisraelis. One, Chesed. Rabbi Yisrael told the Yam, Kriyas Yamsuf, he did the Kriyas Yamsuf, this is the Chesed. Second, Yichud Hashem. Ruasa Shifcho alayom, mashalo yiro, Yicheskel ben Buzi. Even Shifcho saw the Yichud Hashem. Ad kedei kah. Third, said Baal HaLashem, the Ribbono Shelom has to give koyach to the Sotan. Why? Because Ribbono Shelom wants that after Kriyas Yamsuf, we carry on the plan. This is the plan. We have to do the plan. We made it after Kriyas Yamsuf, Ribbono Shelom, back Kriyas Yamsuf. Here the Kriyas Yamsuf, Ribbono Shelom give koyach to the Sotan. Because if the Sotan disappears, because there is no Sotan, we can't do the plan anymore. Because this is our Bchire. How we can do the our Avodah? Through the Sotan. If we have the Sotan, we have the choice, and choosing good, Bochart or Bachaim, we can do the plan. We can carry on to do Yichud Hashem. Therefore, Rabbi Yishon gave Koyach to the Sotan. Rabbi Yishon gave it Koyach. Therefore, the Sotan started Kitrug. He asked, Alal Oiv David Ezore, and Alal Oiv David Ezore. What's different between Am Yisrael to the Mitzvah? If they both, they serving Avodah Zarah, what's the chiluk? Mimele, we have few shailes. Now we try to understand all the shailes according to the Baal lesson. First of all, we start in the second shaila. The second shaila was why Rabbi Yishon has to take us bechipozen. Mimele bechipozen. According to the goyim, you can't say maybe they go in the shara chamishim. According to the goyim, there's no shara chamishim. But now it's mamish opposite. Maybe they go the shara chamishim the kedusha. Not the Tumeh, Shara Chamishim the Kedusha. Therefore, Rabbi Yishon has to take him from Mitzrayim. Why? Because they have to do the plan. The Kedusha was Chesed Gomu, was from Ribono Shel Olam. This is not enough. This is not enough. You have to do the plan through the Torah. And Rabbi Yishon took from Mitzrayim. And therefore also, the Sotan couldn't make Katra, he couldn't say any Kitrub. Why? Because it was such a Kedusha, the Sotan came out disappeared. He even got Koyach Bechlan. The first Shaila we asked, Chometz is good or is it good? What's the problem with Chometz? If Chometz is good, what's the problem on Pesach? If Chometz is not good, why during the year we eating Chometz? Yeah, the answer is like this. It says Baal HaLashem, unbelievable vote. He says, if you take one, you know, you put it in the sea or in the water, in, and he can't breathe. He doesn't believe how much koyach he has. You know, he tried all these koyches, you know, to take chayim, to take life. At the time the Ribono Shel Olam revealed himself, at the time the Ribono Shel Olam brings such a kedusha to Mitzrayim, the Sotan kimati finished his life. Why? Because what's the Sotan? Sotan have to take from kedusha that he has a little bit chayim. How he take from kedusha? For example, if we bring Lulav Esrog to the shul, yes, we want to do Rotzon Hashem. We take Lulav Esrog. But we have a little bit, we want also that the shul see, you know, all the people see that so nice we have Lulav and Esrog. A little bit Gaive. If we have a little bit Gaive, it's not complete 100% for Rabbi Shlomo. This is Koyach from the Sotan. In this time, the Sotan Kibyochol fight for his life Kibyochol, it's very dangerous to eat Chometz. Because Chometz Vemes is not good. Seoir Bemis is not good, it's Yetzirah. But all the year, during the year normal, we have to deal with it. Other Rabbi, we have to take the bread with the Sotan in, and we have to take good from the bed. How we do it? We say Broche, like the famous Shloach Kodesh. Shloach Kodesh asked, if somebody died, he didn't eat 3 days, for example, he doesn't eat 3 days bread. He died. Why he died? What's the problem? He has everything. He has blood. He has all the body. He has the Ivorim. What's the problem? Only the Neshome gone. But the Neshome didn't take from the Gashmiz. What's the problem? Why the Neshome gone? And it says the Shloach Kodesh, Ki lo yal alechem yevado yichi odom ki al kol moitzo pi Hashem. Every bread, every food, we have also Kedusha in. And this is for Neshome. For the good, For the guf, we take the gashmias. For neshomu, we take the ruchnias. Therefore, Yom Chol, during the week, we eating lerbet, tzadikim chol ofen, and Shabbos, we eat more. Why? Why Shabbos more? Because Shabbos, we have more kedusha. Imelad Efshat is, normal, during the year, this is our job. This is our job, to say broche v'chavone. Imelad, we, kibyochol, we raise the kedusha in the food, and we eat in the kedusha, and we take it for l'asis rotzen Hashem, that we have koyach to learn. You know, always we say to Balabatim, you know, if we go to pizza, sometimes it's good. There's no problem. Take your wife, take your family. There's no problem. But don't take the gashmiat full. You know, you like the pizza, you like the ice cream and Coca-Cola. Leave one for the Yetzer Hara. And you can see, if you memale your taive, if you take everything you desire, kibyochol, that you like, after that it's very hard to go learn. Why? Because you give everything, you know, for the Yetzer Hara. If you leave something, something, if you leave, doesn't matter if you have ice cream or Coca-Cola, everyone in his choice. But if you leave something, kibyochol, and you do it b'kedusha, remember that this is the pshat, be'emes Yetzer Hara is not good. Yetzer Hara be'emes is not good. Se'oir, I'm sorry. Yetzer Hara avad is not good. Se'oir is kibyochol, is an example for Yetzer Hara. There's no shy. But all the year, during the year, this is our avoider. This is our avoider, to take good from bad. This is our avoider. And Pesach, but Pesach is very dangerous, says Baal HaMishnah. Because Pesach, kibyochol, he fight for his life, and he's very dangerous, because he fight. Every kibyochol, if we don't do the mitzvah 100% to Ribbono Shel Olam, he can matzliach kibyochol, to take all the mitzvahs and everything. And therefore, Chazal tells us, kol anizar b'chometz b'Pesach, muftach lo she'eino nichshal kol ha'shono. What's the kesher? What's the connection? The connection is, if you guard yourself, kibyochol, if you keep yourself, you show me ratzmecho, that the sotan, even got koyach bichlal, and your life, kibyochol, like 7 days of Pesach, this is the leido, you know, if from beginning, you don't give him koyach, mele, you haven't got koyach all the year. You haven't got koyach all the year. Mele, the shayle, the basic is, the leido sasotan, kibyochol, again, the latest Asotan again was in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Was in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And only after Shvi Shel Pesach, Ribbono Shel Olam gave him Koyach again. Mimele yes Koyach to do the Kitrug again. After that, this is our avoider. And Chonami, we have Yetzer Hara in the bread, we have Yetzer Hara in the food. But if we say Broche B'chavone, if we say Birkas Hamazon B'chavone, if we take it to do mitzvahs and Rotzen Hashem, Adrabe. This is your Mekadesh. You Mekadesh your Yetzer Hara, you Mekadesh your food, and you Mekadesh your life. And Chanami, this is our avoido. And Rabbi Shalom, help us Be'ezer Hashem, that this year Be'ezer Hashem can go to Bisa Mikdosh, and no Yichal Shom, and Apsochim, and Azvochim, Omin, Omin. Amen. 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 Amen.